Books and Arts.
Book Review. Post-war Britain. When the Tide Turned. Modernity Britain. Opening the Box, 1957-59, by David Kynaston.
Early in 1959, passengers on a London tube train defied an announcer's instruction to all change before being thrown off by police. They had wanted, a witness told The Times, to know what the reason was. They were tired of being treated habitually and consistently as unreasoning cattle. A stirring from bovine deference was widespread in late 1950s Britain. A consumerist surge helped reshape traditional working-class culture. Two-thirds of homes had a television by 1959, up from 45% just 2 years earlier. Tripe and dripping were on the slide. The brand-laden aspiration of Ian Fleming's best-selling Bond novels was on the rise. Private house building overtook that of local authorities. Modernist architects wrought their iconoclasm in city centres and university campuses. Students covered a home secretary in flour and foam. The country was getting into the swing of the 1960s. But not all were limbering up. A mobbed rock and roll star wished the kids would show more restraint. Women were still burdened with domestic drudgery. Asked about the latest consumer durable, many men said, "I don't need one. My wife is my washing machine." The liberalism of the next decade was more marked among politicians than the people. At a time when most Britons wanted to impose a colour bar on immigration, the one Tory MP who suggested such a restriction in Parliament was humiliated and reduced to tears at a party meeting. Modernity Britain, the third instalment of David Kynaston's Chronicle of Post-War Life, captures a society on the edge of change. The author is fascinated by the ordinary. He flits from the diaries of a suburban housewife to those of the Prime Minister and back to provincial obscurity with the letter pages of the regional press. Through it all, he conveys 1950s life more vividly than any historian before him. Mr. Kynaston is mostly content to let his sources do the talking, but the anti-elitism of his methodology occasionally finds its way into his analysis. An excellent riff on meritocracy, a term that was popularised and feared by a sociologist named Michael Young in 1958, ends with a bruising critique of grammar schools. When a professional cricketer running into bowl sees his England teammate, a posh amateur, practising his golf swing, the author's tut is all but audible. Just after the 1959 general election, a cartoon depicted the patrician Harold Macmillan, re-elected as Prime Minister, sitting beside a fridge, a car, a washing machine and a television. "Well, gentlemen," he says, "I think we all fought a good fight." Post-war austerity had thawed and the country had entered a consumerist candy floss world. The Tories, unlike the Labour Party, still puritanical and out of power since 1951, had woken up to this. The masterful Modernity Britain enables new readers to do so too.